Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can do it here. obviously, I think it's going to be a tough task to take care of business here, but I think today makes it a lot easier to do that. But, you know, you come in here and win 2 out of 3 against these guys here at home, you feel like you have a really good shot at doing it at home.
That's Josh Reddick talking about the Astros. Astros need 2 more wins to advance to the World Series for the second time in 3 years. Josh Reddick yesterday with a solo home run in the second inning. That's the good thing he did yesterday, but the OG John Lopez says that Josh Reddick made a huge mistake when he said this after the game about Yankee fans.
Oh, they're hectic. You know, that's the nice way of putting it right now, but, you know, stuff like that really doesn't belong in baseball. Throwing stuff on the field, it's kind of disrespectful, so it's kind of tough to deal with, especially when stuff like that happens, but you deal with it, you move on. The win here is the bigger statement.
I hope he can handle it because his life just became a living hell for as long as the Astros are going to be in New York. And it's cool. He's not wrong. I mean, he's 100% right. You're a fool to throw anything on the field. You're putting players in danger. You know, he said a few things there that were very, very interesting. He also said it's scary. I don't think a lot of people realize how dangerous it is, et cetera, et cetera. He's right. Josh Reddick is right. But when you do that with the Yankees fans, they're going to destroy him. They're going to destroy him. As long as he can handle it, fine. Maybe he can even feed off of it. But they're going to destroy him. I'm talking about like even walking down the street. If he's out and going to get lunch today, Yankees fans are the smartest, most studied fans in baseball. They really are. They know every little thing about every player on the opposing team. You actually heard Smoltz talk about it in Game 1, I believe, here, how they knew all these things about him. Like, he didn't even know anybody knew that growing up he played the accordion all the time. So they gave him a hard time about playing the accordion. Well, this is different. Now they're coming right at him because he said that, and they're going to feed off of that. So long as you can handle it, Josh, good deal. But they're going to destroy him, man. I mean, and plus at Yankee Stadium, not as much at the new Yankee Stadium as the old one, which, by the way, got imploded. Yeah, that Yankee Stadium got imploded.
What's the Astrodome look like?
It's still there. Oh, okay. It's still there.
Has the Yankee Stadium, since it got imploded, lost any of its luster?
No, Babe Ruth still played there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Mickey Mantle still played there.
Just making sure.
All those guys.
They got extra space downtown, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they made a lot of good use of
that. Does it smell better?
No, it smells delicious. Well, yeah, you're probably right there.
It smells better than it would.
But, exactly. But, no, he's going to get destroyed just as long as he can have. They're right on top of you there at the new stadium, too, man. Be careful what you wish for. That's for sure.
Those guys are losers, man. Like,
again, he's not wrong.
I mean, you're throwing stuff on the field at a big league ballpark,
yeah,
and you sit there and you act like you're just the most, you know, there's the most mystique and it's the most prestigious and all that, and you're throwing stuff on the field at a big league ballpark. Like, give me a break. Mm-hmm. Honestly, sure, they're smart. Sure, they know their baseball and stuff, but there's a lot of gimmick that comes with Yankees fans. And you know what? I have no problem with Josh Reddick calling him out because I think he might actually thrive in this atmosphere. I think Josh Reddick might like getting yelled at a little extra in New York. And let's be honest, if they play today, you're out of there in 2 days anyway, so you'll be back home.
Exactly.
Worst case scenario right now for the Astros is they come back home, down 3-2, mm-hmm, needing to win 2 games. That's the worst case.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, you finish it off, you win in New York, you pop bottles at Yankee Stadium.
That
you
would
make
be the sweetest.
Their visiting locker room smell like, mm-hmm, a frat house.
Yep.
Champagne, beer, cigars, just terrorize that place. That's what I want. I want the next two. I want bottles being popped in New York, out there at the house that Ruth did not build. Because as we said, the old one is gone.
I believe I'm right there with you, 100%.
Alex Bregman, mm-hmm, he met with the media yesterday. This is starting to get a little bit annoying, John. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying this just because we're in Houston and we want the Astros to win. But every time the Astros do anything good,
yeah,
despite the fact they have a lineup full of all-stars, we already know that. Altuve was the MVP in 2017. Carlos Correa is one of the most talented players in baseball. Alex Bregman could be the MVP this year. Michael Brantley's a four-time All-Star. George Springer's a multi-time All-Star and also a former World Series MVP. Yordan Alvarez has the highest slugging percentage ever for a rookie. Josh Reddick has done his thing. They have all these star hitters, these good players. But every time they do something good, I have to hear about how pitches are being tipped or how the Astros knew what was coming or there must be something up. Maybe they're just good at hitting baseballs. Maybe at some point we should just realize they're better at hitting baseballs than everyone else. Because we talk about how talented this lineup is, but every time they do something, every time they go out there and do what they've been doing for the last 3 years, I have to hear some jamoke.
Yeah.
Who should know better. It's one thing for Tommy out there in Long Island to sit there and say it in his Yankee jersey in his mom's basement, sitting there eating leftover meatballs and stuff and spilling the meatballs on his pinstripe Yankee jersey. It's one thing for Tommy out there in Long Island to do it. But when I got to hear Alex Rodriguez and all these other guys sit there and try to take something away from the Astros every time they hit, it gets a little bit annoying. And Alex Bregman, the baseball messiah, was asked about it yesterday, and I thought he had a pretty amusing response to one of the New York media types asking Alex Bregman about Alex Rodriguez saying they were tipping pitches.
Alex Rodriguez tweeted that you guys knew it was coming against Severino. Is that correct?
I wish I knew. He struck me out. I wish. But I mean, every time we get hits now, I think everyone thinks somebody's tipping. But we're just trying to compete and put together good at bats. I think the at bats were better today. Can you have him help us out and let us know? I don't know what he saw. I'd like to know.
This is crazy, man.
It's weird.
I do.
Why does this happen?
Okay, a couple things. I do think the Astros are really good at picking up on opposing pitchers tipping pitches.
Okay, that's what's wrong with that.
Nothing. At all. Zero.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
But I mean, it's not every time. Bro, they had four hits.
Right.
They had four. I mean, they had four runs. They left guys on base all the time.
Right.
Like, if these talented guys were really tipping pitches, they would have had more than four runs yesterday.
That's point number one. I think the Astros are really good at it. That means they're well managed, well coached, and it's not cheating. It's gamesmanship. It's knowing baseball. It's figuring things out. There's nothing wrong with it. However, the second point I was going to make, they don't do it all the time. And for someone to say, "Oh, they got four runs and all these hits, and they had to be reading tipped pitches," this is like when you're with your girl, all right, and a voluptuous young lass walks by you guys, and you kind of turn your head because it catches your eye, and your girl says, "Well, you know they're not real. Who cares? You know they're not real, right? They're trying to diminish." What the look is by saying, you know, something that doesn't even matter. Here's a little tip to women. We don't care. Men do not care.
Some act like they do, and that's just weird.
They're lying. Well, implants.
He might care.
You know, maybe a little tuck here and there. Well, you know she's had a facelift. Okay. Well, you know they're reading tipped pitches. All right. You know they saw what was coming, right? Yeah, cool, and they hit a home run. Well, you know those boobs have implants, right? Yeah, cool story, chick. I mean, that's what this is.
Is that what you tell Jan? Is that how you talk to your wife?
Not in so many words.
Bro.
But that's what this is. They're trying to diminish your success or that person's success by coming up with some made-up excuse.
The lineup is just too talented for me to have to hear this every time. And if you want to do it, like if they score 15 runs or something like that and you want to say maybe they knew something, that's fine. They scored four freaking runs. Like, and did Jose Altuve and Josh Reddick in the first and second inning, when they hit solo home runs, know what Severino was throwing? It's not like there was a guy on second telling him what was going on.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, Alex Rodriguez, you got to be better than Tommy in Long Island. Like, get the hell over it.
Tommy in Long Island. That's who it is, huh?
Yeah, Tommy in Long Island.
Long Island is how they say it. Long Island.
I don't give a damn how they say it. I call them losers. You're down 2-1. The OG yeah. John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you.
Can I interest you in a forecast for today?
Give it to me.
100% chance of rain in New York City at 4 p.m., at 5 p.m., at 6 p.m., at 7 p.m., at 8 p.m., and it drops to 90% at 9 p.m.
Let's stay up till 1.
You want to just play it. Let's play ball. Yeah.
I don't think they should be bailed out with a cancellation. Move it back. Move back the start time to 8:40. Let's play some ball. Let's let it blow over. I don't care if I have to stay up late. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come in here burping beers. I'll go to the bar. I'll go to the bar till 2 o'clock and watch this game. I really don't care. This should not be canceled. This is an ALCS game, but it could be because Mother Nature has the Stros by the balls. And in the spirit of that, because we are in the loop, to embrace the rain. We're damn sure not celebrating the rain, but to embrace the rain. Figgy Fig, best producer in this building, best producer, best at what he does. He has his top three songs about rain. He's going to release those right now. I got my top three. I'm going to release those at 11:40, and the OG John Lopez is going to release his at 12:40. So get us started, Figgy Fig. In the spirit of rain controlling the Astros game four matchup in the ALCS, give us your three best songs about rain.
All right, my number one song, I wouldn't say it's my number one song, but the first song I'm going to play is In the Rain by the Dramatics. I want to go outside
in the rain. I think he's going deep. You got me on this one, man.
Now, this song hard, man.
It does go pretty hard.
Okay. That's number one. Can't say that I've heard that one.
Better get hip, man.
That's a shot.
All right, the next song is Missy Elliott, Rain.
When the rain hits my window, I take it, me some, me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a jangle.
Shout out to Missy, misdemeanor, Elliott. That's number two. Number three. I see your number three. I'm peeking it right now. He's got. This is the best one.
Asley made an audible on that one.
You did?
Are you kidding me?
I did, man.
Well, now you got to play them both if you have them.
I play them both. I play them both. I forgot about this song. This song is probably one of the dopest songs.
Yeah, I can't believe you cut the other one for this one.
Man, put some respect on Shaq's name.
This is really good. Figgy was playing this for me before the show.
The greatest athlete rapper of all time.
I'm not going to argue, man.
Can you play the original number three, please? I kind of feel like it's better. I can't believe you put Shaq in there. That's a little bit silly. That's actually
right.
A lot.
All right, this is the original one.
Yeah, this is the original one. This would have won the contest.
This one not too bad either.
Day in, day out, my tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Cause rain drops behind my teardrop. And no one will ever
I love
know
that.
That
I'm
crying. When was the first time you heard this, Landry?
I don't know, probably when I was a kid, man. It's a jam, dude. It's a jam. By the way, speaking of rain, got some breaking news. We thought we would be waiting for this announcement, but apparently the announcement has already been made. Game four of the ALCS between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees has been canceled.
Postponed.
Well, postponed, moved to tomorrow, whatever.
New York Daily News, Joel Sherman, and Yahoo are already reporting that game four between the Astros and Yankees has been postponed. This is going to affect things rather significantly, and I don't think necessarily in the best of favor for the Astros.
Yeah, probably not, but it is what it is. So we got to wait till tomorrow to see game four. Then we'll see game five Friday. Then we're going to see 6-7. So we're going to see four straight games. Astros got to spend another day in New York, and
no travel day.
Just absolute joke.
They'll have game four tomorrow, Thursday, game five Friday, and travel right after the game back to Houston for a Saturday game. Do they have the time yet on the Saturday game? They must, because it must be a night game because the Nationals have clinched.
Just
by the way,
awful.
The Nationals have clinched. We haven't even said that yet.
Hey, they're scary.
They've got some pitching.
They got some starting pitching. The bullpen's a little bit rough, but they got some starting pitching. But if you're just tuning in, no game four today. So the Astros will be in charge or in the lead of the series for at least another day before they get back on the field tomorrow.
Well, here are the possibilities now, because this was going to be a bullpen game for the Yankees and really the Astros too. So they were going to pitch mostly bullpen guys, try to piece it together with tape. Well, the current plan, according to at least to what's the Yankees television station?
Yes Network.
Yes Network. Masahiro Tanaka is going to pitch on Thursday on regular rest, so that's why it's not the best of news for the Astros. It'll be Tanaka then. Game four for the Astros figures to be Greinke. So we'll see. I mean, Tanaka against Greinke, they faced each other already, and it didn't turn out so well for the Astros, and this is going to be at Yankee Stadium, Greinke in Yankee Stadium. Game five is probably going to be now Verlander against Paxton, and then game six, and I love to say this, if necessary, is going to be Severino back against Gerrit Cole, probably on short rest.
It's just awful.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole would be on short rest if he goes game six.
It's just awful. I mean, why are you canceling it 8 hours before?
Postponing.
All right, postponing, whatever. There's not going to be a game today. Postponing the game. Why are you doing that?
It's going to rain all day. I just gave you
Oh, okay. Weathermen have never been wrong.
You can see the rain, Landry. You can see it coming.
They can see it, too. It blows over sometimes.
Have you looked at the radar?
It's just pathetic, man.
It covers like four states.
Joke,
this
dude.
Giant cloud of rain.
It's a joke.
And you're like, oh, it looks like the bad stuff has passed us.
Man, they should have a retractable roof. Mm-hmm. Now all these people. What about these people that plan their whole days around this?
What about people that traveled?
Yeah. There's some Astros fans out there. Mm-hmm. Now that they're going to pay like thousands of dollars at a New York hotel because you know they're going to inflate that. It's just garbage, man.
Yep.
Just complete garbage. I can't stand it, but whatever. So there will be no game four today. There'll be game four tomorrow. Astros on top 2-1. We'll have more songs about rain at 11:40. J-Lo will have his at 12:40. Stanford Brout's going to join the show. And we'll get you ready for Texans versus Colts. John Lopez, your voice has been on this station more often than usual lately. You made a promo. Congratulations. In the Loop made a promo.
We got a promo?
Can you believe that?
We have a promo? Can we hear it?
Yeah. Well, we've been hearing it the whole time. I guess the OG John Lopez said that the Texans have Super Bowl aspirations. People have been texting
Capable me. Capable of winning the Super Bowl.
People have been emailing me. They want the OG to explain himself. So we're going to have the OG explain himself, and we're also going to give you an inside look.
He's back.
At a showdown between John Lopez and Tyrann Mathieu. We thought these days were over.
Honey boo boo.
But apparently they aren't. We'll talk about that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.